So I was asked to speak a little bit about community information and awareness raising and some of the learning that has happened across all the projects. And I suppose I'll speak specifically to the work that we've been doing in the Stillorgan Blackrock project. And in terms of, I suppose, community information and awareness raising, there was, I feel a bit fraudulent because I came very late to the project where I did some of the training in relation to this. But of course, this was actually going on the ground for 3 years prior to that with the incredible energy that the consortium within the Stillorgan Blackrock project had. So there was people knocking on doors, making sure the flyers were out there so that any of the community awareness that we were doing, people were actually coming. So raising awareness. So it's key to ensure that the local community is both informed and actively engaged, and so that we can move to a dementia-friendly or a dementia-supportive community. And open forms of general awareness raising, I suppose one of the learnings from that is that they evolved over time to much more targeted messages of this is how you can help and this is what you can do. And in my experience, I find that mostly people want to help and people want to do, but they actually just need a little bit of a steer as to how to do that. So the community engagement happened. I've sort of reflected all of the projects here, but it happened both online and I kind of laugh at the term offline because offline is just kind of normal life. But anyway, you see people, you know, oh yeah, which we had a meeting offline. But that's actually what just happened for years before the internet came around. So there's a lot of community engagement from either community meetings, from work through that was done through radios, through newspapers, and also obviously the online presence and a huge amount of audiences reached. So to talk about the learning in terms of community awareness raising, for me it's all about bridging the gap. And the gap is between awareness raising and then moving the community to actually being an active participative community and making the community dementia friendly. So how do we get from one to the other? And one of the key things in learning from the projects was that it was really crucial to have services in place. Because if we were going to make people aware of dementia and if we were going to encourage people to become active, then we needed somewhere for volunteers and for other people to actually bring people to. Or we needed, like the strong volunteering support program we had in Stillorgan Blackrock, you know, we needed the volunteer coordinator there to be able to match. And we've heard a lot about matching today, particularly with the Kinsale project and the other projects in terms of how you match people. I think the other one that certainly struck me was trying to make the numbers relevant to the community so that the community could actually own the number of people with dementia that lived there within their area. So for Stillorgan Blackrock, you know, when we talked about giving us was the very facts and figures in relation to dementia, I would put up a picture of the Aviva Lansdowne Road Stadium and actually ask people, well, how many times have you been to a concert here? And, you know, particularly in Stillorgan Blackrock, how many times you've been to the rugby here. And just imagine yourself right in the middle of the pitch and just look around at all the seats. Can you imagine how many seats are there? And to start to make that actual 50,000 people with dementia figure come alive for people in their own heads. And then what we did was drill down to say, well, you know what? In Stillorgan Blackrock, we have 725. And some of the work that we were doing over the, particularly the community awareness presentations that we did three in a row. I'll show you a little bit about that later. But part of that was to actually say, well, okay, so we've 700 in our community, but we've between 70 and 100 people in this room, which we had at each of our presentations. So if each one of us does one thing to help somebody with dementia, then we're hitting 10% of that community. And so you kind of, by the time we got to the second one, we were able to say, well, 10% are already out doing something for people with dementia, so will you commit to that as well? So that by the time you got to the end, between our 10% across the three presentations and our volunteers who were already out there, like we were able to say, you know what, we're making an impact. So we were looking at changing attitudes also, and we were looking at changing behaviour and going from a very open engagement, so open communication awareness, this is dementia, to very targeted. And I'll just talk to you a little bit more about that. I got a taxi in last night, and so in terms of awareness raising, the taxi driver said, oh, he was all chat anyway, and what are you doing? And I'm presenting tomorrow at a conference, and I said about dementia, and he said, oh, terrible, 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 terrible. God love them, terrible, terrible, terrible. I was like, oh, it's not that people aren't aware of dementia. It's that we have to get over that terrible, 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 terrible thing. Because people can't help terrible, terrible, terrible in the same way that they can't help a diagnosis, but they can help a person. And so it pained me, because this is never what I've believed, to even type these words. But when we talked about what people thought about within the community, when they heard the word dementia, this was what was coming up. And more, but I couldn't do it. I managed to get four on. And so actually, it's around changing that awareness and changing that attitude. And so we changed the question. And a lot about the community awareness in terms of moving people from the terrible, terrible to the what you can do is actually about, well, what do you... So instead of what do you think of when you think of dementia, it's like, well, what do you think of when you think of John? Oh, well, that changes everything. Because John, he's a really keen walker, really good on the computer, loves to sing, really loves to help, loves nature. Oh, yeah, he does. He has dementia. And actually, if he doesn't know what's happening next, he tends to get a little bit worried about that. But there's so much more about John rather than his dementia. And actually, that's where people can help in terms of community. So that's part of the language that we need to be talking about, because all of a sudden we start to bridge the gap. And the myths and the negative stereotype that people have in relation to somebody with dementia, as they get to know people with dementia, starts to actually go, and you see the dementia getting much smaller. And essentially, if we're moving into a dementia-friendly community, that's what we want, is for the dementia to get smaller, for it still to be recognised, because this is not a condition that is easy. It is challenging, it has massive impacts. But as we often asked at one of the community workshops, when people were giving us this big list of, oh my God, the misery, and you say, well, did you never see somebody with dementia smile? Did you never see them laugh? Did you never learn anything? You know, we have to really challenge these myths. And in terms of moving the community forward, I'm being told I have to be quiet soon, in terms of being told moving the community forward, it is around challenging that. So we bridge the gap. So then two of the things that I suppose, just to take you in terms of moving from the open engagement to more targeted engagement, it's a real OT thing as well, isn't it? It's ridiculous. So anyway, I didn't cut out all the leaves. I had great support from Bridget and Southside Partnership. But essentially what we looked at doing, I'm kind of big into everything can be done on a post-it note. I do believe you can really kind of drill down to very, very key messages. And what we wanted to do over the course of the community awareness presentations was, at the end of it, ask everybody to do one dementia-friendly act and commit to it and put it on a leaf. And then we wanted to just have this big visual presentation of that, that as more people came and learnt, we would build up this tree. And essentially, they'd be our army of people who were going out there and doing small things or big things to support people with dementia. So these are some of the... I won't go through them. These are some of the things that came out from it in terms of what people committed to. But the other thing that that actually allowed us to do was, first of all, be really encouraged by what people committed to. But secondly, because understanding when you're doing a talk like that, you're up for 45 minutes, well, are people really getting the message? You know, and are they taking away the message that you want them to take away, which is that dementia is here, but you could live well with it? And actually, by reading back through those, we had a real sense of, it's difficult to assess in one level, but on another level, oh, you know what, people got the message. They did, they got it. And I feel confident that they'll go out now and try and do their best for people within their community. And then the second piece, and most of this is over the lifetime of the project, was that the open engagement to targeted engagement. So we were really looking at the county council, and the consortium did a huge amount of work. And so over the course of, if we even just consider Dunleary County Council, their library started to stock more books in terms of dementia. There was a choir running out of one of the libraries. There was a beautiful creative writing group, and that's the poem that they came up with that was facilitated. And that was out of another library. We had art tours out of the Lexicon. And tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, we'll be in there training 30 more of their staff, and I'm going to make them watch the first 6 minutes of Disney Pixar's Inside Out, because I have yet to find something that's better in terms of actually understanding neuroscience and what's going on in our brain. It's just so super. So that'll be tomorrow morning. So the long-term outcomes of it all is that we have an informed, engaged public who recognise the role that they can play in supporting people with dementia. And people want to do it. The volunteers were unbelievable over the course of the project. They want to do it. We have a significant number who become actively involved in a way that recognises the whole person, and we have an activated and dementia supportive community is realised. So I know we're going to link to a video that actually speaks to a lot of the volunteer work that's been done.